This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I wrote a book once about what people do with a windfall. What about entire states? As part of the U.S. economy rebounds, some state and local governments are beginning to find themselves in the position of needing to think about what to do with the extra money coming in from taxes. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell has been considering this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Now, some of our listeners may not be old enough to have ever heard this term when it comes to state and local budgets. The word is surplus, S-U-R-P-L-U-S. That's when more tax and other revenues come in than is needed for a budget. Are you seeing evidence of this?
There is evidence of it, and the evidence is California. California has gone from a massive deficit to a surplus. And when you look around at state governments, more and more state governments are doing better. For the past 15 quarters, year over year, we have seen, according to the Rockefeller Institute, tax collections are up. I think this is one of the underappreciated positives in our economy right now.
So it may not just be that things are getting better, but it might be a sign of better things to come.
That's right. Well, you remember back covering when all the state governments were cutting and they were laying off people, and a lot of that cutting offset the fiscal stimulus that was coming from the federal government. Now we're going through a period of time, and okay, you have to take a little bit of a Martian perspective, but, you know, the federal fiscal situation's kind of stabilizing, less of a negative on the economy right now. And so to me, what that suggests is we're going to see increased spending in education, increased spending in infrastructure, maybe some tax cuts, and this sets off a virtuous cycle helping to support the economy, which means more people might get employed. And again, it's a positive for 2014.
But that is a particularly fascinating discussion, is how you use a surplus. I remember a number of decades ago, and Californians will remember this, the time the government sent little checks back to each taxpayer because there was a surplus.
Yeah.
Mine showed up for about $214. I probably bought gasoline with it. I don't even think I bought a camera lens. It was something. I'm not sure how much that really contributed to the economy. But the governor of New York, even now, is talking about cutting taxes with any extra.
Right. He wants to cut taxes. Then you look at Governor Brown. You know, he's increasing spending in welfare and education and health services, but really he has a fiscally conservative budget. You know, what's the mix? Infrastructure, education, cutting taxes. This is back to governing and deciding where are you going to put some of this money.
Chris Farrell keeps a close eye on economics for Marketplace. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.